Today's shiur is Masechta Ksubos on Daf Pei Tes. We will begin with the Mishnah on the last line of Daf Pei Ches Amid Beis. Our Mishnah and Gemara discuss evidence a woman must bring to collect her ksuba and the possibilities of fraud on her part. Begins the Mishnah. Hoitziya get ve'ein imoy ksuba. As Rashi explains, the Gemara's Hava Mina was that she is saying that she lost her shtar ksuba. She brought out her get to show a proof that she is divorced and she's entitled to a ksuba, but she lost the ksuba. Later in the Gemara, we will see that there is an explanation that ve'eni mo'i ksuba is speaking about in a place where ein koisvin ksuba, where no ksuba is written. As we turn now to Daf Pei Tes Amid Aleph, the halach in this case is when she's coming to collect her ksuba with the get alone, the din is goyvek subos, that she is able to collect her ksuba. Let us see the top Rashi. Ve'enoi yochol litan praticha. The husband cannot say that I've already paid you the ksuba. Ve'hechzarti li shtar ksuba seich, and you have returned to me the shtar ksuba. And what did I do with it? Ve'karatev, and I tore it up. Mishum de tnai ksuba maisa bezdenu. Because tnai ksuba is an enactment by the bezdin that every husband has to provide his wife with a ksuba. And from here, mehocha nafklam bav metziah, mesach bav metziah, we learn out the klal, the rule, hatoyin acher maisa bezdin loy amar klum. If someone tries to taina, to make a claim against an enactment of bezdin, he is saying nothing. My time, or what's the reason? Call Maisa Bezdin, Keman de Nakit Shtora Dummy. Every enactment of Chazal, of Bezdin, is as if the person who has the enactment on his side is coming to the other litigant with a document in his hand. So therefore, although in this case the woman doesn't have the actual document of the ksuba, since ksuba is a maisa bezdin, it's not something that two individuals made up between themselves, but rather Chazal imposed this on every chassan that he has to provide his kala with a ksuba. Therefore, even if she doesn't have the ksuba, it's considered as if she has the ksuba, and therefore he has to pay up. There is a machlokes rishonim if this would apply to the Tosfos ksuba that we've learned earlier in the Masechta, that the husband would often add to the amount required by the Torah 200 for a psula and 100 for an almana, for a ba'ula. Whether this too is considered a maisa bezdin and he would have to pay it, or is this considered like a regular chov, and if she does not have the shtar ksuba to back up her claim, he could in fact say praticha. This is a machlokas rishonim. Continues the Mishnah. What happens if she presents ksuba ve'eini moget? She has the ksuba, but she says she's divorced, and she says the husband didn't pay her the ksuba, and now he oimeres avad gitti. She says that I lost my get, the hu oimer, and he says, avad shayvri, my receipt, I lost my receipt. Explains Rashi that she says that I never used the get before to collect the ksuba. If I had used the get, we learned in the first case in the Mishnah that I would be able to collect the ksuba, but I never took advantage of the get in that way. And it's not that I presented the get and Bezdin tore it up and I don't have it. I lost it. And that's what she says. However, the husband says, no. You know what really happened? You took out the get in Bezdin and you said at that point that you lost your shtar ksuba. And based on the get, Bezdin gave you your ksuba. They tore it up. And they gave me a shover, a receipt, that you shouldn't try to collect again. How would you be able to collect again? Because if the husband would die, and as the Gemara will say, this scenario would make most sense if the divorce happened right before the husband died, and people are not yet aware that she has been divorced, so she'll go to Bezdin and she'll say, and she'll bring witnesses that her husband died, and then she'll collect as an almana. Meanwhile, she's already collected as a grusha. So we're not worried about her using the get again, because that's going to be torn up if she used it the first time. We're not worried about the ksuba being used. The Mishnah says here that a ksuba without a get, we're going to learn, is you cannot collect with a ksuba without a get. We believe the husband when he says that he paid it already. But the chance always is that she'll try to collect both as a grusha and as an amana. And that's why, although we tear up the get, we still take the extra precaution of writing out a receipt that the husband should hold on to, and he will pass that on to his yorshim, that you should know if the mother tries to say that she's an amana to collect from the estate again, you have a shovet to prove that Beis Din has already paid this out. But unfortunately, what the husband is saying is, avad shayvri. That's what the Mishnah says. I lost that shover. And now comes a second case, which has nothing to do with Hilchas Ksuba. V'chein bal choyv shohitzi shtar choyv, a malva brings out a shtar. V'eini moy pruzbul, and it's the year of Shemitah, like we have this year, Tavshin Samaches, and there's no pruzbul with it. Harei elu lo yifro, they cannot collect. The wife cannot collect from the husband, and the malve will not be able to collect from the lova. Now, first of all, let's explain what pruzbul is, and certainly nageya this year and the shmita year. So there's a Rashi right before the Gemara, the last Rashi. Rashi quotes the Gemara Masech the Gittin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, that we know there's a din in the Torah that shmita is meshamet a halva. It cancels any loan. What was happening was that people right before the Shemitah didn't want to give out loans, because if they couldn't collect it before the Shemitah, those loans would become null and void. And they were over on what it says in the Torah, He shomer lecha penia dover im levavcha b'liya lemor, karva shnasa sheva shnasa shemitah, v'ro ein chabachicho avi v'laisitin loy. The Torah says that when an ani comes to you and asks for a loan right before the Shemitah, you shouldn't have a jaundiced eye against him and say, how could I give you a loan when the Shemitah is going to be meshameted and will close the door mipnei loivin? The lova will not be able to get a loan from anyone. So in order to prevent that, Hillel was Mesakin Pruzbul, so that Shmita, using this Shtar Pruzbul, Shmita would not cancel the loan. How does Pruzbul work? Rashi says, Shemoyser Shtarasiv Lebezdin, Sheyigvum and Aloy Vachayvoy, Kozman Sheyitvenu, that this is given over. It's the Lashon that's written into the Pruzbul is that the loan is given over to Beis Din. So the Isser of pressing someone to pay a loan during Shemitah is only if it's owed to the Malva. Here it's owed to Beis Din. And we have a rule by Beis Din, Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. They're able to take the money away from the Lova. So Beis Din can act on behalf of the Malva because of the power of Beis Din. And they can extract the money from the lova and give it to the malva. And therefore, people, once a pruzbul is written, shmita would not be meshamet, would not cancel out the loan. So the malva says, I wrote a pruzbul. Some have a minik to write it even at the beginning of shmita. We write it at the end of shmita, that the shmita year should not cancel the loan. So the malva says, I was a good Jew and I wrote a pruzbul and he owes me the money. However, I lost the pruzbul. So in both of these cases, both in the case of the woman who is claiming that she wants to be paid for her ksuba, but she doesn't have the get, and in the case of the malve who wants to get his loan paid, but he doesn't have the pruzbul, in both cases we say that they cannot collect. Why? Because we're afraid, in the case of the woman, we're afraid that she already collected it with the get, which she says she lost, but maybe she didn't lose it, but in fact she had collected with that get, and now she's trying to collect again. And in the case of the malve, we're afraid that he did not write a pruzbul, and in fact the loan was canceled, and he has no ability to get this loan because he did not write a pruzbul. So the din is, in these two cases, that the malve or the woman do not get the money that they are claiming. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, however, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Minas HaKanav Eilech, as Rashi explains, in the times of the Romans, they were goyzer, that people should not do mitzvahs, and therefore if they would make a spot check and they would see a prizbal written or a get written, so the person, there was a danger for his life if he would be occupied with Jewish mitzvahs, those documents. So immediately when a woman would receive a get, she would burn it. When a malveh would write a prizbal, it would be immediately burnt, to leave no trace for the authorities. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, from the time of the Sakana and further, Isha Goivik Subasa Shalai Beget, a woman could be go over her ksuba even without a get, and a Balchayv Goivik Shalai Beprizbal, and a Balchayv will be able to be gova without a prizbal. Here we will believe the woman that in fact she did have a get, but it was burnt up because of the fear of the authorities. And the Balchov also, we will say that he had a prizbal, but it was destroyed because of the authorities. Now, the fact is that even Shaloi B'Shasa Sakana, earlier in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that here the Mishnah Paskins, Harei Elu Lo Yifro, that the Malva cannot collect the debt if it's not a Sakana, or the woman cannot collect her ksuba, Rav Yehuda or Rav Nachman in Masech de Gittin, Daf Lamed Zayin, concerning the case of Prizbal, he disagrees with our Mishnah. And he says that even Shaloi B'Shasa Sakana, Loi Shavik Hetera V'Ochel Isur, a person, when he has in front of him, a regular person, unless he's a Mumer Lahachis, he has a kosher piece of meat, he has a treif piece of meat, of course he's going to eat the kosher piece of meat. So here I have a way to collect my loan legally, and Shmita will not be mishamed, will not cancel it. By what? By just writing a prizbal. We assume that he wrote a prizbal. So Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Nachman, holds, not like our Mishnah, that even Shaloi B'Shasa Sakana, they would be able to collect if the Malva says, I wrote a prizbal, but I lost it. The Rishonim say that you have to see whether you're in a country that in fact has a minig, that the people of that the country have a minig to write a prizbal. It's very interesting. The tour in the name of his father, the Rush, in Chayshu Mishpat Simon Samach Zion, says the following, quote, Va'ani loy samachti ma'olam alzeh. I was never somech on that someone did write a prizbal, unless he showed the prizbal. But if he didn't show it just by his word that I wrote it, I was never samech on it. Whenever a din Torah came to me, said the Rush, I wasn't samech. Why? Mishum de lo shchichi o idna kaisvei prizbal. Because in my time, people don't write a prizbal. So therefore, I went with the lova that the loan was canceled. V'gam ein isser l'shmitas k'safim yadu l'amoyin ha'am. The regular people who are amaratzim, they didn't know that there's a whole isser of shmitas k'safim, that the loan is canceled. U'kishaha yabo l'fonai echad. And when one individual came in front of me, Vitan prizbal hayali, and he would tell me, oh yes, the malva says I had a prizbal, va'avad, but it got lost, ha'yisi shayaloi. I used to ask him the following questions. Mahu prizbal, what is a prizbal, v'lama kasaftoi soy, why did you write it, mihu shekasvallah, who wrote the prizbal, which bezdin wrote the prizbal, concludes the Rush, u'ma'oilam lo'izocha lefonai adam ba'ashkenaz b'tainazu. There was no one in all of Germany that ever appeared in front of the Rush who was able to convince the Rush that in fact he had written a prizbal and the loan was not canceled. In the Rush's time, the loiva always won. Now, in our situation, today it's mefursim that firm Jews know the concept of prizbal, they write a prizbal, so we would assume that the Rush would agree in our times, in our circles, that this halacha would change. It's interesting that the Rambam, in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel Perek Tes Halacha Chav Dalet, on our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel, which was matter the Balchov to collect without a prizbal because of Shasa Sakana, says the Rambam, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Menasakana Ve'elach, which would indicate that even in subsequent generations where there was no Sakana, but once already we instituted that we believed the Malva against the Loiva, the Rambam held that even in times where there's no Sakana, the Malva would be believed, and not only would he be believed to say, I burnt it, he would be believed to say it was lost as well. continues the Gemara to explain our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to go into the inyan which we touched on in the Mishnah, and that's the writing of a shaver. The background of this Gemara, which we've had in other places as well, is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin. Normally, when a malve collects a loan, he is obligated to give the shtar back to the loave, so that he can't use it again to collect. However, what happens if the malva said, I lost the, you admit that you owe me the money, there's no question about that, but the loave says, give me back the shtar, the malva says, I lost it. So there's a machlokus, whether kaisvin shiver or ain kaisvin shiver. One man the armor holds that kaisvin shiver, that we tell the loave, you have to pay up, you admit you owe the money, you have to pay up, you're worried that the malva will try to collect from the shtar again, so on that, the malva will write you a receipt. But wait a second, says the loave, I'm worried, this is written on sheepskin, the mice enjoy eating sheepskin, I'm worried I'm going to lose this shiver, it'll get lost, it'll get eaten by mice. So this man the armor holds, kaisvin shiver, it's too bad, you have to watch the shiver, the malva is not obligated to give it to you back if he claims he lost it. However, the other man the armor disagrees and says that ein kaisvin shiver, the loiva has a right to tell the malva, I will not pay you until such time as you find the shtar and you return it to me, then I will pay you. So now the Gemara wants to say that from our Mishnah, it would seem to be that kaisvin shiver, that we do write a shiver. Why? The e ain kaisvin shiver, if we do not write a shiver, leichush dil mamafkil olik subasa v'gaviyabha. Why aren't we afraid that she will take out her ksuba and she will collect? In other words, on the reisha of our Mishnah, which stated that get ve'eini ma'ksuba, the first case of our Mishnah, if she produced her get and she didn't produce the ksuba. And again, we're going with the hava mina that she lost the ksuba. So why is there not a chash that she will collect through the ksuba? How will this happen? That the get alone of it, as we explained before, she won't be able to collect twice because the bezdin is going to tear up the get. And with the ksuba loan, we learned before, she can't collect either. Unless it's a time of a sakana. But before the time of a sakana, she can't collect with a ksuba either. However, let's be afraid that she was hiding the ksuba. She'll wait till her husband dies. Then she'll go to a bezin and collect as an almana. She will, as a grusha, she already collected with the get. That bezin tore up. But why, the Gemara here, as we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur today, is worried about fraud. So there is a possibility here of a fraud. The fraud is that first she'll collect as a grusha, and then she'll, and especially if it happens right before her husband dies, people don't even know that right before he died, he divorced her. Or she goes to some country and it's not known that she's a divorcee, but she brings Adam that her husband died. And then she'll collect as an almana. The only way to protect that is by writing a shiver. If you write a receipt one on the first time that she collected with the get, then she won't be able to do that fraud. True, the husband will have to watch it, and there's a danger mice will eat it up, but the chayra, this will be a raya, that kaisvin shiver. Otherwise, how could you collect without a get? With a get, without a ksuba, she can always come back through the ksuba and say that I'm an almana. Leichishum mafkulo leksubasa v'gavyabo. So the Gemara says, and Bamis the Achorinim point out that she wouldn't even need a ksuba. As we said, since it's a Maisa Bezdin, even if she doesn't have a ksuba, because of the power of the enactment of Chazal, it's as if she has a ksuba in her hand. So you wouldn't, the Achorinim might even wonder why the Gemara has to say she has to take out her ksuba. But the Gemara, in either way, is trying to say there could be fraud here, unless you write a shiver. So now, we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, b'mokum she'ein kaisvin ksuba askinen. We are speaking about over here in a place where they don't write a ksuba. So now the husband can't say to her, give me back my ksuba so I can make sure that you will not collect again in the future because it's a place where they don't write it. So in other words, not a Gemara has charata. Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah said that the Hava Minah was she lost her ksuba. Now the Gemara says a get without a ksuba means that there was no ksuba to begin with, because ain kaisin ksuba in this locale. People were soimach on the Maisa Bezdin itself to collect the 100 or the 200. So what is this husband to do? Could he ask his wife back for the ksuba? They don't write a ksuba. So Memela, in such a case, says Rav, even the Mandiyomer who says ain kaisvin shriver will be mited a kaisvin shriver because he have no other recourse. He can't ask back the ksuba because there is no ksuba. And maybe she'll go with the 8A misa and then claim she's an almana. The only answer that he doesn't pay the ksuba twice is if there will be a shriver written. In this case, Rav says that even the Mandiyomer says ain kaisvin shriver, it will be mited that kaisvin shriver. Now, Agav Urcha, I just want to point out that Rashi learns this sugya, that the Gemara's kasha was that shema mino kaisvin shriver, and it's difficult on our psak. Rashi says we paskin that ain kaisvin shriver, and from our Mishnah would seem to be that kaisvin shriver. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin, divrei maskil. Tosfos divrei maskil shema mino kaisvin shriver. From the Gemara in Bava Basra that says the ha'idna kasvinin tavra. Tavra is a shriver. He says from the stima sashas, it's mashma from the plain conclusion of the shas, Bavli, that the halacha is that kaisvin shriver. So what's the Gemara's shverkeit? What's difficult here? The Gemara is asking, what does the Mandiyomar who holds ain kaisvin shriver, what does he do with our Mishnah, which would seem to indicate kaisvin shriver? Rashi learns it's difficult on the halacha. Tosfos says, no, the halacha is right. The halacha is kaisvin shriver. The question of the Gemara is, on the Mandiyomar who holds ain kaisvin shriver, what does he do with our Mishnah? Then Tosfos says that really, what are you bringing me a raya from the Reisha? We have a raya beferish in the Seifa. What did the Mishnah say in the second case? The Mishnah says, what does the man say? Avat shivri. I forgot my shiver. I lost my shiver. So you see, you write a shiver. So Tosfos says, maybe it's no proof, because maybe he wrote a shiver, the Bezdin wrote a shiver, lefnim mishur sadin. How do we know you have to write a shiver? From the Reisha, to protect them, there's no other way. From fraud, then it would be a proof you have to write a shiver. Or Tosfos says, you're right, you could bring a proof from the Seifa, but I want to bring a proof from the Reisha. Agav, I forgot to mention, the Ravon in our Mishnah has an interesting pshat. He says that the second case, the machlokas between the husband and the wife, is that the husband is saying to the wife, what do you mean you want to collect from the ksuba because you're divorced? Where's your get? You lost it. He says, I never divorced you. I don't owe you the ksuba to begin with. What does he mean when he says, avat shivri? He's being sarcastic. He says, what get? There was no get. I never divorced. Oh, you lost your get? You lost your get? I lost my shriver. That's how the Ravon has, but it's not the simple shot of the other Rishonim, but that's how the Ravon learns the exchange between the husband and wife. Anyway, getting back to our Indian right here, we had a kasha that lachar from our Mishnah is mashma, that kaisvin shriver, and what will the Mandiyomer do who holds ain kaisvin shriver? So Rav answered that since we're speaking about in a place where ain kaisvin ksuba, so that Mandiyomer will also agree in a place where you don't write a ksuba, you're forced to, then the husband is seeking whatever protection he can. If there's a ksuba, he can always ask for the ksuba back. But when there's no ksuba, he's happy to get the protection of a shriver, even though it means that he will have to watch it from mice eating it up. That's the way Rav learnt our Mishnah. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Af b'makom shekaisin ksuba. Our Mishnah could be speaking about even in a place which does write a ksuba. Ask the Gemara right away, Ul Shmuel kaisvin shriver. If you're saying that our Mishnah is speaking about a ksuba, so as we said before, there's always a danger that she'll take the money first as a get, a grusha, then she'll take the money as an almana with the ksuba. Are you telling me that the kasha, we're back to square one? If we're speaking about kaisvin ksuba, then l'chayr it's a ride a kaisvin shriver. Amar Rav Anan, says Rav Anan, l'adima farshalim name of the Mar Shmuel. I heard this pshat directly from Mar Shmuel himself, that there are two cases in the Mishnah where even the man d'yomer who says ein kaisrin shayver would admit that kaisrin shayver. One is when they don't write iksuba, and the second case is when they do write iksuba. In the case when they don't write iksuba, basically Shmuel is saying the same thing as Rav. Now let's see how he learns the case of ein kaisrin suba. B'makim she'ein kaisrin, in a place where they don't write iksuba, v'omar kasafti, he says, nobody else wrote iksuba, I wrote iksuba. So then, all of Lavi Raya, he has to bring a Raya. And as he's telling his wife, you have a get. I wrote you a ksuba, give me back that ksuba, so you shouldn't be able to collect again. So Bezdin says, you bring a proof that you wrote a ksuba. And as Rashi explains, and if in fact he brings a proof that he wrote a ksuba, then she will not be able to collect unless she shows the ksuba. She gives him the ksuba and he tears it up, so she shouldn't collect again. But what happens if he is unable to substantiate what he said, that he wrote a ksuba? So then the din is that she could collect her ksuba with a get alone, and he is not believed to say, I changed from the minig of the city and I wrote a ksuba. So then the din is that we will write a shoiver in this case, because he's going to have to pay, but he has no protection, because according to his line of thinking, he did write a ksuba, and she's not giving up the ksuba, because he wasn't able to prove that he wrote a ksuba. So he's worried that maybe she will use the ksuba at a later time as an almana. So therefore, he'll be happy to accept the shaiver. So this pshat is like Rav. It's ein kaisrin ksuba, and yet there's a necessity for a shaiver because he has to protect himself. That's the first case. The second case is where Rav and Shmuel disagree. B'makim shekaisrin, where you write a ksuba, v'amra, and she says, loikas avli, he did not write me iksuba, so I have nothing to give him. He's asking for iksuba, I don't have iksuba. Olel lavi raya, she has to bring a raya that he did not write iksuba. And if she does bring a raya that he did not write her iksuba, then he has to pay. And once he pays, then Bezdin says, okay, he says, I'm worried now that, because I say I wrote iksuba. It's my wife who says I didn't write iksuba. So I think she's hiding the iksuba. I'm saying she's hiding the iksuba at home. How do I protect myself in the future? Bezdin says, we'll write you a shaiver. So in this case, the way Shmuel learns the Mishnah, Shmuel's saying to Rav, you're forcing the Mishnah to be speaking about a case where ain't kaisin ksuba. I'm telling you, I can make a case even where it's kaisin ksuba. But this is predicated on one thing, that Shmuel holds that if she brings a proof that he did not write Exuba, she is able to collect, and then we will write a shiver. On this, Rav disagrees. This is a point of contention. Rav says, no, the Mishnah can only be speaking about Ein Kaisrin, because if it's Kaisrin Ksuba, then we will not pay it out to her, because we're worried that since it's a place of Kaisrin Ksuba, that maybe after a few months, she told her husband, hey, all my friends have iksuba, why don't I have iksuba? Give me iksuba also. So therefore, if she later will say, he didn't write me iksuba, and I have Adam, he didn't write me iksuba, we're worried that, you're right, at the chasana there was no iksuba. There was no kriyas iksuba at the chasana, because there was no iksuba. But later on, she nudged her husband to give her iksuba. And that's what Rav holds. And that's why Rav holds that if it's a makam shekaisin iksuba, you're telling me that he'll get a shiver, but she'll get her money. No, she won't be able to collect her money. We're worried there is a iksuba in existence, and before she can get her money, according to Rav's understanding, she will have to first produce the iksuba in order to get it. So that's the machlokes here between Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, the af Rav Hutterbay, Rav Hatcharata, explains Rashi. Rav first said that the Mishnah could only be speaking about in a place where they don't write iksuba, do not write iksuba. Rav later subsequently said no, it could be speaking about even if there is a iksuba. Because Rav came up with a new anti-fraud solution to this whole thing. What's the question? That maybe, the chashash is that maybe she will first be a grusha, then she'll turn around and try to collect as an almana, and it's a place where you write a ksuba. So, l'chayra, you have to write a shayver. No. Va'af rav hader beid amar rav bein b'makam she'kaisvin. Bein b'makam she'ein kaisvin. Our Mishnah could work in. How? Because get goyve ikker. Ksuba goyve taisvis. If the wife comes with a get, she can't get the taisvis. She can only get the ikker. If the wife comes with a ksuba, she can't get the ikker. She can only get the taisvis. So what are you worried about? If she comes with a get and she doesn't have a ksuba, what are you worried? Later she's going to come as an almana with the ksuba. But with the ksuba, she can only collect taisvis. She cannot collect ikker. So therefore I don't have to worry if later on she's going to come and try to act as an almana because she only collects taisvis and not ikker. That's V'chola writes the Lahashiv Yavi V'yashiv. Whoever wants to ask a question on my method should ask a question, but he should know his question is no question. But in fact, the Rishonim ask a question here. The Rishonim say that what do you do with an almana? A woman was never divorced. She doesn't have a get. How does an almana collect her ksuba? You're telling me the get gives her the ikker. An almana doesn't have a get. So you have to say that an almana is able to collect the ikker with the taisis. She has to bring eidim that her husband died, and then she can collect everything. So our question comes back. What is to stop the fraud of first getting the ikker as a grusha, and subsequently coming and saying, I'm an almana, and an almana doesn't need a get, and an almana, even Rav would be mighted that an almana can get with the ksuba, can get ikker and taisavis, or else an almana can never collect ikker. So what's Rav's teretz? So the Ritva says that ain't a chanami. The Gemara in Amid Beis is going to ask similar questions to this, that you have not stopped the fraud. And the Gemara is going to come out at the end that Rav holds that ain't kaisen shayver b'chol ashas. However, here, where you have no 100% method of preventing fraud, because some fraud could always come in, here we are forced to write a shayver, because we have no other etzah. The only way to make it 100% foolproof is to write a receipt. There, Rav is martyred, you have to write a receipt. We'll see this on Amud Beis. But meanwhile, it comes out of this a secondary machlokes, because it comes out that Rav holds that a get, you only collect the ikker and not the taisis. However, Shmuel, who didn't make that distinction, Shmuel holds that with a get, you can collect everything. You can collect ikker and taisis. And that's going to be involved in the next Gemara's question. The Gemara wants to know, how does Rav fit into the Mishnah? Shmuel fits into the Mishnah. Rav seems to be problematic. It's not. We learned in our Mishnah, in the second case, if she brings her ksuba, ve'eni moget, and there's no get, he, omer, she said, avad gitti, I lost my get. Ve'hu, omer, and he says, avad shayveri, I lost my shayver. Ve'chein bal choyv shayti shtar choyv, ve'eni my principle. A bal choyv took out his shtar, and he didn't have with it a principle. And he says he lost the prizbal. And the Lova says there never was a prizbal, and my loan has been cancelled by Shemitah. The din is, haray elu lo yufro. The Malva cannot collect in the case of the loan, and the woman cannot collect from her husband in the case of the ksuba. So, now, Bishlam el Shmuel, it's good, according to Shmuel, he will learn this part of the mission in the following way. Muki law, b'makom she'ein kaisvin. It's speaking about where they don't write a ksuba. V'omar kasafti. And he said, I wrote a ksuba. Damrin alei, what did Shmuel say happens there? We tell him, I see raya. Bring a proof that you wrote a ksuba. V'iloi ma'isi raya. And if he didn't bring a proof, Damrin alei, we tell him, zil pore, go and pay. So he has to pay. But once he pays, he says, wait a second. Bezdin, I know that I wrote my wife a ksuba. I couldn't prove it. But I'm worried that she's going to bring it out again. As an almana, she'll bring her ksuba. So Bezdin says, no problem. We'll write a shayver. So, but then he says, oh, very good, that fits into the Mishnah. Avadati Shaivri. You wrote a Shaivri Bezdin, but unfortunately I lost it. So then the din is that he's believed and not her. And why is he believed and not her? Because since this is a place where Ein Kosev and Ksuba, how do people collect the Ksuba? Through the get. So his time is more logical that probably his wife, since everybody admits they're divorced, his wife probably used the get already to collect the Ksuba. That's why we trust him. So according to Shmuel, we have a very nice pshat in the Mishnah where there's a shaver and everything works out. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, who what? Who made a distinction between the Iker and the Tosefes? Nehei de Iker loigavya. I understand why she would be unable to collect the Iker, because we're worried that she collected it already through the get. But Toisus miyategvi. What are we worried about? Why do we trust the man over her? Because we're worried that probably it's Makam Shankais and Ksuba, so how did she collect it? Through her get already. But the get, according to you, Rav, only gives her the Iker. It doesn't give her the Tosef, as you said. According to Shmuel, the get gives her everything. And therefore, since it's a place where you don't write a Ksuba, we will believe the husband over her, and therefore she gets nothing in this case. But according to Rav, that the get only gives you the Iker, doesn't give you the Tosefes, so even though we don't believe her Legabi the Iker, why can't she collect through her Ksuba? She should be able to collect the Tosefes. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hachem Ayeskinen, Kinja Ein Sham Eide Gerishin. It's speaking about a case where she has no Eide Gerishin to prove that she was divorced. So, Migoy de Yachlo Memer Legereshtia, since he could have said to her, never divorced you, as we turn to Daf Pei Tesamid Beis, Yachlo Memer, therefore we believe him, Gereshtia, Venasati Lok Subasa. I did divorce her, and I gave her her Ksuba, and not only did I give her the Ik Ksuba, I gave her everything. He has a migui. Rav says, I'll be able to explain the Mishnah that he had a migui, and that's why he's not mechuyev to give her anything. Frey the Gemara, how could you say such a pshat to answer Rav? Hamidik tari sefer, since we learned in the sefer, Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimer, mina sakana ve'ela, from the time that the Romans made exera, that anybody who's doing mitzvahs would get hurt or killed, Isha gaivik subas shalai beget. We do trust the woman if she came to collect the ksuba without a get. Ubal chov shalai beprusbo, and we trust the malva to collect his chov without a prusbo. It must be b'de ikka eidi gerishin askinen. Rav Shimon Gamliel is certainly going with eidi gerishin. Why? The ilekka eidi gerishin b'may gavya. What is she collecting with without eidi gerishin? She doesn't have a get. She says, I'm divorced, give me a ksuba. Where's your get? I lost it. Where's your Eidi Gershon? I don't have Eidi Gershon. On what basis can I give you the Ksuba? You can't prove that you're divorced. Ella, so it must be, you see from Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's going on the same case as the Tanakama, that we're speaking about here, that there is Eidi Gershon. And that's why, although she doesn't have a get, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, after the Sakana, we trust her over him. Because we say she probably burnt the get to avoid the authorities. But it's speaking about there is Eidi Gershon. Ella, you have to say, the pshat in the Mishnah, according to Rav, is like this. Kula Rav Shimon Gamlili. The whole Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon Gamlil. V'chasuri mechsu, there's words that are missing. V'achi tani, and this is how you should learn the Mishnah. Hare elu lo yifro. They cannot collect. The malva cannot collect the schoiv by prisbal. The woman cannot collect her ksuba without the get. Bamed v'omamurim she'en shamedi gershin. When is that? When can't she, according to Rav, at least get the toisefes? That's if there's no Eidi Gershon. So then he has a migui, he could have said, I never divorced you. And since he said, I divorced you, but I paid you everything, the ksuba and the Tosefes, he's believed. Avol yesham Eidi Gershon. But what happens if there is Eidi Gershon? So then he doesn't have any more a migui. We don't believe the husband. We don't believe the husband, Gavya Tosefes, Eina Chanami, Rav would hold that if she produces a ksuba, the ksuba gives her the Tosefes. It doesn't give her the Iker, but it gives her the Tosefes. And he, the Sefes, and he doesn't have a Migui if there are Eide Gerishin. the Iker, what about the 100 or 200, the main part of the Ksuba? Then it depends. Imafka Gita, if she's able to produce a get, Gavya, she will collect. V'ilaymafka Gita, if she doesn't produce a get, like Gavya, she won't, as Rashi says, because we're worried maybe she collected the first time with the get, they tore up the get, she doesn't have the get, because Bezdin tore it up, that she shouldn't be able to collect again. So then she does not collect. Umen asakana ve'elach, and this is all Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel continues from the sakana and on. Afal gavdulam mafkegita, even though she doesn't produce a get, gavya she does collect. Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, misakana ve'elach, isha goyve subasha b'loy get, shaloy beget, ubal choyve shaloy beprosbo. Then we trust her even without a get to collect her ksuba. So this is the way that Rav, even though he makes a difference between ikur and tosefes, between get and ksuba, he has a way. Learning the Mishnah, that it's all going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Amri le Rav Kana Rav Asli le Rav. Rav Kana and Rav Asli said to Rav, Lidi da, according to you, the Amra, that you hold, get goy ve'ikr, that with a get, you can collect the main part of the ksubit, 100 and the 200. I have a question. There is still a possibility of fraud. Almana min an asuin b'may gavya, and an almana from the nesuin for marriage, how is she gove? How is an almana gove? The answer is, be'ede misa. She has to bring witnesses that her husband died, and then she will give back in a place where they write a ksuba. She'll give back the ksuba, and the yorshim will tear it up, but I still have a problem. V'leichish dil magirsha. Why aren't we worried that maybe the husband divorced her before he died? And we didn't know that he divorced her. And later she will take the get and she'll collect. And you, Rav, say that a get without a ksuba, you can collect the ikker. So there's still a possibility of fraud. Interesting. This kasha is the opposite of what the Ritva asked on Amud Aleph. The Ritva on Amud Aleph said, according to Rav, if she collects first as a grusha, why aren't we worried that later she'll collect as an almana? Here the Gemara is asking the reverse. If she collects first as an almana, maybe she'll still collect as a grusha if a get gives her the ikker. The point is, that's what the Ritva says, that the Gemara takes Rav to task, that your system of ikker and tosefes is not foolproof, there is fraud still possible, one way or the other. So the Gemara answers, no, b'yoshev es tachas balo. She is living with her husband right up to the moment of death, and Rashi says, "Ein echanami." Rashi divri amaskul yoshev v'tachas bal, fourth line on the Amud. Ein amana goyvik subasa alim ke makirinoisa shabashas misasay hoisa yoshev v'tachdav. Ein echanami. Amana will not be able to collect her ksuba unless they were living together until the last moment, and we know that they were husband and wife, and there was no get that was given. Frag the Gemara. Are we there, maybe in the last hour of his life, in the hospital room, Vidilma Samach Lamisa Girsha, right before he died, he did give her a divorce, and we weren't there, nobody knows about it, and maybe she'll come back and collect with her get. So the fraud is still possible. The Gemara answers, if he did such a thing, and he didn't tell the Yorshim that he divorced the mother, then he it's his own fault. Because if he would have told the Yorshim, then the Yorshim could have asked the mother to surrender the get. And since he didn't tell the Yorshim, he has caused this problem on his own. Frey the Gemara, Almanim and Aerson b'may gavya, and Almanim and Aerson who never lives with her husband. She's only an Arusa. And yet she's able to collect her ksuba. How is she able to collect the ksuba? There is still fraud possible that she'll collect first as an almana and then as a grusha. The Gemara answers, be'ede misa. What are you telling me she's going to collect with ede misa? V'leichish duma girshu mafka gita v'gavya. Here we have a problem that maybe she'll bring out the get, and you can't say that she lived together with him because an arusa never lived together with her husband. Ella, we're forced to say, and this is what we mentioned on Amud Aleph, the maskana of Rav is that even if you hold always in Shas, ain kaisen shiver, b'makom d'loy efshir kaisen shiver, where there's no other alternative, there's no foolproof way, unless you write a shiver, then we're forced to cause the malvet to, or the husband in this case, to hold on to the shofar. Don't lose it. Make sure the mice don't eat it up, because there's no other way that you're going to be able to protect yourself. And I'll bring you a proof. The Eloi Teimahachi, if you're not going to say that in such a situation, the din is, Kaisvin Shaiver, Ede Misa Gufayu. When a woman brings Ede Misa, and Almana brings Ede Misa, Nechish, let's be afraid, Dilma Mafke Ede Misa Bahai Beidina Vigavia, Vahadar Mafke Beidina Achrina. Maybe she will take out the 80 Misa in one Bezdin and collect, and then take out 80 Misa in another Bezdin and collect. And Rashi says, let's say in a place where they don't write a Ksuba, the Yorshin won't even be able to ask her, give me back the Ksuba, because they don't even have a Ksuba. So what is to stop the fraud there? When you have no other Eitzah, then Rav is moita that we're going to have to write a Shaiva. Amr le mar kishisha. B'reid Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. Rashi points out that Rashi has a girsa here. It seems to be mar kishisha umar yenuka. That they both said they were sons of Rav Chizda. One was called the older one, kishisha, the older master, and one was called the yenuka, the younger master. So Rashi here says that Rav Chizda had two children, and they had the same name, and the way to distinguish between the older and the older was called Kishisha, the younger was called Yanuka. The Bach brings down Tosfos and Bava Basra that says no. We find that the Mar Yanuka is quoted before Mar Kishisha. So it would seem that the Mar Yanuka is the older one. I is called Yanuka. It means, says Tosfos and Bava Basra, of Zion Ami Beis, it means that this one was born when his father was a Yanuka. When his father was young, he was really the older one. And the other one, the Mar Kishisha, was the one born in Rav Chizda's elder age, and he was the younger one. Anyway, Mar Kishisha, and perhaps like Rashi's Girsa and Mar Yanuka, said to Rav Chizda, the sons of Rav Chizda said to Rav Ashi, Almanim and Aresim and Nolan, this looks so bad. How do we know that Almanim and Aresim has a ksuba? As Rashi explains, we asked a question just before in the Gemara that if someone, an Almana comes to collect with Ede Misa, right? So maybe the Ede Misa, she'll bring them, maybe the same Ede Misa, maybe other Ede Misa, she'll go from one bezin to another and collect her ksuba twice. Now, wait a second. If she's collecting twice with Ede Ksuba in a place where they write Ksuba, one of those times she's going to collect without the Ksuba. Why? Because if she comes the first time, the Yisayimim will say, give us the Ksuba back. We don't want you to go again. And yet the Gemara asked the question that fraud is possible. So how is fraud possible if they give up the Ksuba? How could she go to another bezin with Adam? The answer is, because she can, as we've said a few times in the sugya, there's the concept, Rashi, the first Rashi, second Rashi, the first Rashi on top of Pei Testament Aleph, said, Maisa Bezdin. When you have a Tznai Bezdin, even if you don't have a Ksuba, it's as if you have a Ksuba in your hand. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, that Ede Misa could be used twice. The first time will be with a Ksuba, she'll give it up, but you come back a second time, only with Ede Misa, without a Ksuba, but it's as if she has a Ksuba in her hand. So the Gemara is asking, how do we know this concept by Almanim and Nesuin? We know that there is a Maisa Bezdin. Everybody knows there's a Maisa Bezdin that she can collect. But how do we know about Almanim and Eresim and on the Isla Ksuba? How do we know that there's a Ksuba? Meaning, of course, if he writes her Ksuba, there's a Ksuba. But how do you know there's a Ksuba even without a Shtar Ksuba? And we prove that, because otherwise, how could the Gemara before say that she can go with Ede Misa twice to collect the Ksuba? The second time she has no shtar. So how do you know that? Elev and Mahoy, if you're going to say from here, this arm, Loinis Garsha, we learned that if she was divorced, a widow, or divorced, Beimin Eirson, Beimin Asun, whether it's from the engagement period, or whether from the marriage, Goivis HaKoyl, she collects everything. So you see there's a Ksuba by an Arusa. By Dilma the Kosev Law. Maybe he wrote it. He has the ability to write it. V'chi teima I Kosev Law Maile Meimra. And if you're going to tell me, no, if he wrote it, what's the Chiddush? There is a Chiddush. La'afukim in Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Because we want to exclude the sheet of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. The Amar, we learned this before in the Masechta, Shalai Kosev Law Elo Menashu Koinsa. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah holds that she does not get the ksuba, meaning the tosvas ksuba. Why does someone put in extra money into a ksuba? Because his kala is so endeared to him, and he wants to get married to her, and he wants to be pleasing in her eyes, so he gives her more in the ksuba. But it says of Lazman Azari, that's only if it's going to, come to a marriage. But if, for example, they get divorced, mina erison, so, and it never came to marriage, says Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that he is not mechuyev to give her tosefes ksuba, the extra part, more than 100 or 200 in the ksuba. So that's his shita. He only wrote it in order to marry her. But we say no. Goyves akoyel, we say that it's from the arusa. If it's Nisgarsha and Isamla Mina Erisen, she also is able to collect the Ikr Ksuba and the Toisevis Ksuba. But it's not telling me that she gets it through Maisa Bezdin. She's getting it because he wrote it. And what's the Chiddush? To exclude Rav Elazar ben Azariah, she too holds that you don't get Tosefis from an Erisen. They cannot, I'll bring you a proof to my pshat. Diktani Goyves HaKoyel. It says you collect everything. Iyamret b'shem in the cost of law. If he wrote the shtark suba, it makes sense. B'shem halachi gaivus akol. She collects everything according to our shita, not like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, because she collects the ikar and the tosefes, the extra, which is written in the ksuba. Eli iyamret the loy cost of law. If you're going to say it's speaking about that mishnah, he didn't write the ksuba, and she's getting it for maisa bezdin, my gaivus akol. How do you collect everything? Mona mesayim with this law. All you get is 100 or 200. Maisa Bezdin doesn't include Tosefis. There's no mandatory Tosefis. 100 and 200 is mandatory from the time Maisa Bezdin. So it must be that he wrote it. So Memela, from this Mishnah, there is no proof that an Amonim and an Erison without a Shtar Ksuba being written gets a Ksuba because of Maisa Bezdin. Ella, the Gemara tries another way. Midatan Rav Chibra Avin. Rav Chibra Avin learned. Ishtoi Arusa, a woman who's an Arusa. Loi Oinein. If she dies as an arusa, the husband is not an onen. An onen is someone on the day where he lost his relative, and that person is not allowed to eat kachim or maiser sheni. But since she's only an arusa, she's not married to him, he does not have a din of an onen, he could eat kachim. V'loy mitam v'loy, if he's a kayen, she has to be a she'er. She has to be married to him in order to be counted as one of the seven relatives for whom he is metama. But in Arusa, he's not metama. V'chein he, she, if she, loy oinenis, if he dies, she doesn't become an onen. V'lo metama loy, she is not metama tim. So Rashi explains, it seems that the kohanis is not allowed to be metama to her husband. It's not true. The iser of tum is only on the kohen, not on the female. But it means here, she is not obligated to be metama, because the Torah says, lo yitama, that if he's married to her, then he's obligated to be metama to her, but if he dies and she's only an arusa to him, she, whether she's a kahanis or whether she's a Yisraelis, she doesn't treat him as a full husband, that she has an obligation to be metama and make sure that he gets buried. That is not her obligation. Mesa, if she dies, as an Arusha, ain't a Yarsha. Because by Yerusha inheritance, it also says, as Rashi brings down, She'eroi, L'She'eroi, HaKorvei, Lovmi, Mishpachtoi, V'Yerushoi, So, Mikan, Shabal, Yerushas, Ishtoi, a husband, Yarsha's his wife, if she is a She'ertim, she's married him. But if she's an Arusha, he does not inherit her. Mesa, who, if he dies, Goivek, Subasa, she collects her Ksuba. Here you have a raya that an almanim and erison collects ksuba. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? Dilma de kasev law. The same thing like we said in the raya before. Maybe he wrote it. We're trying to prove that's through Maisa Bezdin. V'chi teima yikasev law ma'ala memra. If you're going to say, you're going to ask me back, well, if you wrote it, what's the chiddush? There is a chiddush. It said, Mesa eini yarsha itzrichalei, because it says, even if he wrote her a ksuba, mina erison, you would think that if she dies, maybe she's considered as if she's married to him, because in fact he wrote her ksuba, kamash malan, that even if he wrote her ksuba, she's not married to him, and he does not inherit her. So that's the chiddush. That's why I had to say this din of ksuba, when he wrote it, to tell me the din, that even so, he does not yarshin. So the bottom line of the Gemara we just learned, we have no clear proof that an Amonim and an Erisin collects a Ksuba when a Ksuba is not written only through Maisa Bezdin. L'maisa, the halacha is, we do paskin, as we saw from the Gemara before, that the Gemara took on as a Dover Pashit, that even though she gave up the Ksuba the first time she collected the Ksuba, and she went with Eidei Misa to the second Bezdin without a Ksuba, and yet she would have, through fraud, collected again. So we see clearly that this is what the way we paskin, that an Amonim and Arison does receive a Ksuba, even if it's not written out. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman asked the Kash Rav Huna, L'Rav, according to Rav, Da'amar, get goy ve'ikr, that we had an Amid Aleph, his sheet is, that a get, you only collect the ikr, you don't collect the Tosefes, I have a fraud. And the Ra'ah, right away, before we get into the fraud, the Ra'ah says, so what? Didn't we come to the conclusion before that B'makim She'i Efshir Kaisvin Shaiver? We write a Rav is Moinid. If there's no other way, you write a Shaiver. So what's the Gemara's Kashrut is a fraud. You write a Shaiver. So the Ra'ah explains, even though we write a Shaiver, but Rav's emphasis is that the Shaiver is the last resort. We have to do everything in our power to not come on to Shaiver. Good, we're going to write a shaiver. But how does it work? That's the Gemara's kasha. L'chaira, we have a blatant fraud, and how do we work without coming on to shaiver as a last resort? Leichush, let's be afraid. Dilma mafka gita b'hai beidin of agavya. Maybe she'll collect with the get in one bezdin. V'hara mafka beidin achrin of agavya. She'll use the same get to collect in another bezdin. V'chitem, and if you're going to tell me right away, based on everything we learned today, shir. The karinan lay, that we tear it, Bezdin destroys the get and tears it. Amra shall say, wait a second, be'inal and subebe. I need the get intact in order to marry somebody else. Bezdin's going to say, hey, you're an ashes ish. We know you were married. How do you want to marry somebody else? I will have to have the get to prove that I am eligible to be married because I'm divorced. How could you go tear my get? And once we don't tear it, then we have a fraud that maybe she'll collect again. So the Gemara answers, here's what we do. This is what, even without a shaiver, we have this Eitzah. The Karina lay, we tear it. The Kasvin and Agabe, and Bezdin writes on the torn get. Gita denan karinui. This get has been torn. Lav mishum de gita posulhu. Not because the get is posul, it's a valid get. We just tore it that she shouldn't use the get another time. But if she wants to use this get and prove that she is divorced and thereby remarry, for that it is a valid get. But by being torn, it proves that it's not valid to collect the ksuba again.